I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In Pakistan, charges of blasphemy are messy, subjective, and abused. But throw in a riotous public and the ever-watching international audience, and you've got a real tricky situation on your hands. We're calling for renewed prayer for a sister stuck in legal limbo after nearly a decade. And we'll also take a look at a modern-day Jonah whose obedience blossomed into full-blown ministry. That story coming up in a few moments. But let's begin with Pakistan. So when you're backed into a corner and all the choices seem bad, what do? You stall. The Pakistani Supreme Court is in this position right now as they try to figure out how to appease both sides in a heated debate. It's been nearly 9 years since Asia Bibi was arrested and subsequently convicted of blasphemy and sentenced to death. The Supreme Court said they would review her case. This was good news until the hearing was postponed. Today, Bibi sits in prison with no word of her case moving forward. Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA explains the court's dilemma.
So if they let her go, they face the wrath of radical Muslims in Pakistan. If they go ahead and uphold the verdict and execute her, they face the wrath of the international community, which says, how can you put a wife and mother to death simply for having a discussion about religion, about Jesus versus Muhammad? That's unconscionable. How could you do that?
While the courts stall, Bibi's life is passing her by, and other Christians are risking the same punishment for living out their faith. But we aren't without hope.
At this point, prayer is the best option for us. We pray for Asia Bibi in prison. We pray for the justices of the Supreme Court. And I think we pray for Asia's family as well.
To sign a petition calling for her release, go to missionnews.org. Next, did you know that of the 127 million people in Japan, just 1% are Christians? That might sound like a pretty disheartening statistic, but Joshua Hari with Asian Access has a vision. His dream is to double the population of believers in Japan by the year 2023. So where's he starting? With the younger generation. Hari says,
Started the church gets old. The crying need is to start the new wineskin, which means that we need to start a new church for the new people groups or younger age.
There are about 8,000 Christian churches in Japan. Yet Asian Access's vision is to plant as many churches as there are 7-Eleven convenience stores to reach the unreached. Hari knows the younger generation is key in accomplishing this, and that's why Asian Access is launching a pastor training course for evangelists under 30. They want to encourage the next generation to take leadership in the church.
We identified a specific area to mobilize the local church, not just to maintain their church, but also to catch the vision to start a new church among the unchurched area.
So let's be praying that God will raise up younger pastors in Japan and find more ways to advance the gospel with Asian Access at missionnews.org. And this year, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is praising God for 40 years of gospel ministry. When their founder, John DeVries, visited India in 1971, he was overwhelmed by the poverty and spiritual darkness. And like Jonah, John prayed to God that he would serve anywhere but there. But then he felt a heart change that could only be from the Holy Spirit. And in 1978, John DeVries started Mission India to help local believers reach their communities for Christ. And from there, Mission India's Eric Morsehead says their partnerships grew.
We implemented the adult literacy classes in 1984, and then church planner training in 1985, and then children's Bible clubs we implemented in 1990. So over the course of these years, from 78 until now, we've just seen so many people come to Christ through the partnerships we have in India and the three programs that we have.
Morsehead shares,
my favorite aspect really is the holistic transformation that our programs provide communities. Not only are worshiping groups and churches planted and people coming to know Christ through the programs, but they're physically and emotionally being taken care of.
Mission India's theme for this year is immeasurably more, and it comes from Ephesians 3:20.
We just ask that you join with us in prayer that God would do immeasurably more than we can imagine in India. Not only in 2018, but beyond.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.